In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The composer Felix Mendelssohn wrote a large work for choir, soloists, and orchestra called the St. Paul Oratorio. In it, the story is told of how Saul, enemy of the gospel, by God's grace, becomes Paul, eloquent preacher of the gospel. After about 50 minutes of stormy music comes the conversion. Then follow the most beautiful moments in the whole oratorio. In fact, some of the most beautiful moments in all of music. Quietly, with awe and wonder, from various voices in the choir at different times, come again and again the words, "See what love, see what love, see what love hath the Father, that he calls us to be his children." Now the listeners cannot help but think about the gift of grace that God has lavished on them. Paul is not center stage here. The believing listener is. But really, God is. Because he has done it all. Now the same Paul wrote our text for this Monday of Quasimodogenity. He tells what happens to the old man at baptism, and he tells about the future of the new man. And what better teacher could we have of what it means to have Christ living in us than the new man Paul? At our baptism, he says, we were buried with Christ. On that all-important day, when the baptismal vestment of grace was given to us, the heavens opened, and all three persons of the Trinity were there, pouring out their power into our baptism. The greatest gifts possible were showered on us. We were dead. God made us alive. He did it. The old man was mortally wounded on that day because everything that Christ earned for us by his life, his death, and his resurrection became ours. We were snatched from the jaws of the devil and made children of God. See what love? See what love hath the Father that he calls us to be his children. How rich we are. Not only are we buried with Christ in baptism, but we're raised with him through the faith given to us. The unbelievable blessings of our Lord's resurrection are ours. Listen to what Luther says about this. He says, as Christians, we must apply the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ to ourselves individually. It is not enough simply to believe that he rose from the dead, for such a faith in itself will not mean peace and joy for us, nor power and might. You must also believe that he rose for your sake and your benefit. He was not raised into glory for his own sake alone, but that he might help you. This is also manifest by the way in which Christ enters through locked doors, steps forth, and stands in the midst of his disciples. The manner in which he stood in their midst resembles the manner in which he also stands in our hearts. In this way, he is also in our midst, just as he was standing there among the disciples. When he stands in our hearts in this manner, we hear his loving voice speaking to our conscience, be at ease. There is no need for any anxiety, for your sins are forgiven and removed from you, and nothing can harm you. See what love hath the Father that he calls us to be his children. All that could ever be held against us has been nailed to a cross. We were all dead, but now we will never die. Victory is handed to the children. And that means a constant shower of just what the children need the most. Forgiveness. And what a beautiful sight it is to see God's children returning again and again to the power of their baptism. Therein is the power to turn from sin and repent, and then the gift of forgiveness is always waiting. In every part of Paul's text for today, God is the actor. He has either done it, he's doing it, or he promises to do it. It's that simple. And it's that beautiful. The total surrender of the child of God to grace, to gifts, is what is truly unique about us as Lutherans. But what a hard time we have with something so simple. Daily, we make it more complex, wanting to help God. It seems that more and more we even question his ways and his means as being slow and backward and maybe not as effective today in a changing world. Could God maybe use a little of our insight? God wants to fill us with his Holy Spirit, and in our pride, we're already full of ourselves. This is the child trying to be God. This is the child not believing the simplicity and the reality of gospel. Now, God means for his children to let him be God, and then to simply receive gift upon gift upon gift The baptismal life is one of pure grace with Christ living in us. A life in which the Father's love is at work upon us and in us and through us. And whenever the last hour comes, we will still be clothed in our vestment of baptismal grace. One by one, our senses will fail us, but the gift of faith will not. And dressed in the royal vestment of Christ's blood, we will pass away in peace and joy to the inheritance set aside for the children. See what love? See what love hath the Father that he calls us to be his children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.